as partners in life, to help each other to become pure, to help each other to practice yoga, yoga of life. The higher principle is to help each other to love God, to help each other to be instruments of God's love for the world. If that's why we're married, and to love and protect each other for that purpose, then nothing else is important. What is a diamond? The diamond is the queen of all jewels. A diamond is nothing but a piece of coal that's under pressure for millions of years. And gold is purified when it's put in fire, the king of metals. This is Mother Nature speaking to us. This is wisdom. That by faithfully passing through the good times and the bad times, the easy times and the hard times, with each other and for each other, for this higher value. That's what actually marriage is meant to make us spiritually perfect. And it will do that if we just understand the yoga of marriage. From a spiritual perspective, there's something more than my husband and my wife. The higher principle is this is a daughter of God. This is God's personal, deeply beloved daughter that is being entrusted in your care. And how you treat her is how God will receive you. How you speak to her, how you act to her, how you protect. And protection, as was said, there's three levels. There's physical, emotional, and spiritual. To give that protection, to be forgiving to each other, and to honor your spouse as God's property, God's gift, is how you will make spiritual progress. Your husband. It's God's beloved child, entrusted in your care to protect, to be faithful, to encourage. And if you see each other in this light, marriage really is yoga. Your relationship is yoga. In essence. And you'll make great spiritual progress.